Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I want to lead out the gate with an apology. I don't normally do so. In fact, I don't really apologize ever. But the reason I feel the need to apologize is I said the last episode I did would be the last audio only for a while, and unfortunately, I might have to alternate between doing them just because I'm not at my new apartment very much. I'm always out trying to get new leads, trying to get paperwork done with insurance. I can make every excuse in the book, but I don't want to give you excuses. I just wanted to give you an update on what's going on. And I don't want to make this show just about me, because this message, this community, is so much bigger than me. But I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on and when it comes to my personal life, because I'm sure that the more you listen to the show and the more that you listen to me, you know, even though I can't see you at the moment, I'm looking out the front of my car in between getting my coffee break in the afternoon and getting back to work. While I may not be able to see you, I talk with some of you in the comments. You're great guys. You tell your stories and, you know, I feel like, you know, this is a conversational forum, and I think it's fantastic. So I just wanted to give y'all an update in the first couple seconds of this show. I just wanted to give you guys an update. But that's not the whole show. The whole show is not meant to be an apology by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, we're talking not about me or really about you. We're talking about big money today. Money is important, and all of us need it to survive. That's not really what we're talking about either. We're talking about how big money shapes everything in your life. From your concept of how you even make money or earn money, because the only people who make money are those who work at the Fed, those who work in the Department of the Treasury. They're the ones who print the money. They're the only ones who make money. The rest of us plebeians out there, we have to earn money. Big money shapes that. Big money shapes how we see relationships, whether you're straight or not straight. It's all part and parcel of how big money shapes everything that you read, everything that you hear, everything that you see, everything that you touch, arguably. And to me, this is not something that we should be talking about some corporate boogeyman, because we could do that. I mean, let's be real. We've heard people talk about that before, but I don't want to get too far afield. I'll give you guys an example of how big money shapes everything. At the new company I'm working for, there's a billionaire who's the biggest investor in our company, and he's been out here in this business for a long time, and he and his buddies are trying to expand the roofing business. They're trying to make it so that everything is easier to travel and to get to storms, to help people out, to deal with insurance companies and all that. And my general manager of the area I'm in Kansas City, he told me straight up, he said, Austin, a lot of people, when you get to a certain level, they just want to find a place to park their money. In the same way that people joke about Swiss bank accounts, the Cayman Islands bank accounts, these aren't just jokes. They really do happen, and it's more normal than you might think. And the reason why we want to talk about big money is because politics is controlling everything right now, especially in an election year. Politics have saturated everything. From everything, it's Kamala Harris this, Trump that, Walls this, J.D. Vance that. I mean, the whole thing can make you sick when you look at it for too long, as unfortunately I do, because I have a political bone in my body. Politics to me is something that is both enjoyable but also tragic to dive into, frankly. But when we get into the conversation of big money can often be seen as a boogeyman, like we talked about a couple seconds ago. But the reason I don't want you to think of it as some corporate boogeyman, you know, whether it's like you saw the old King of the Hill cartoon and you heard Dale talk about the Beast, you know, in the written book of Revelation and the New Testament. I don't like to think of it that way, because then it seems like it's so far out of our reach that there's no point in us doing anything, and we should just sit back and take it, basically. No, I don't think that's a good philosophy to have at all. I think the philosophy you should have is saying, you know what, yeah, money affects everything. With that being said, how does that affect you? Because let's get down to business. What are the ways you're exploited in this life is being led to believe you are powerless, that you have no say, and that you're kind of just along for the ride, that you're a passenger in the car of your own life. To me, that's the worst possible mindset to have. And it's very easy to get to that point, because a lot of times politics, religion, relationships, money, all of these things can seem like they're so much bigger than us. How can we possibly know it all, understand it all, and operate it in a way that will benefit us? Well, we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces. That's how I found that it works. And those of you who are older and who have been doing this longer than me, maybe you've found a better way to do it. If you have, please go in the comments. Let us know, because I'd love to hear it. I love to learn. Love to learn new things, stuff I haven't thought about yet. And that's why I love to read your comments, because at the end of the day, I can only think about so much at one time. I can only process so much at one time. I'm not an artificial intelligence where I can comb through millions of words and different databases and websites. I can't do all that at one time. I'm just an ordinary guy. I have a limitation, just as you have limitations. But big money can often seem like it has no limitations, like it's saturating everything. I mean, for God's sakes, did anybody else see how crazy the internet went yesterday when Elon Musk interviewed Trump on X Spaces? Millions of impressions, millions of people watching, and the internet went crazy. Because big money sways everything. You know how much money is put in these political campaigns by the so-called millionaires and billionaires that Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala and Biden and all these people talk about taxing? That they'll never tax them. They'll tax you. They'll tax me. Us middle class and lower class guys. Even the middle of upper class. They'll tax us. They're not taxing the guys who can afford an army of lawyers and accountants who pay. Even Warren Buffett, Mr. Shaky from Omaha, even he said he pays less taxes than a secretary, and he's a billionaire, one of the richest men on the planet, God bless him. He even says he pays less taxes than a secretary. How is that possible? Answer, because the very people they say they'll tax, they won't, and they'll make you pay the bill in plain English. Now, you could sit there and resent them, and I don't blame you for that. That's what a lot of people do. That's why the Communist Party has become so popular. That's why Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels' philosophy, whether it be the baby version of socialism or the adult version of communism, that's why it's popular. Because when people are young, or maybe they've worked a lot of their life, they don't have a whole lot to show for it, they want to blame somebody else. They want to live in a fantasy world where you work a certain amount and you're guaranteed to win this, win that, or have an opportunity here or there. And the world doesn't work that way. Never has and never will. Now, again, you might say, well, Austin, this ain't fair. Life is not fair. One of my favorite characters from... I don't watch a lot of Disney anymore because it's become so woke I can't even watch it anymore. I might as well just brainwash myself. But in the older Disney, the one that, you know, can make a good movie and not just a propaganda poster that's written off as a movie, one of my favorite characters is Davy Jones from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. And one of his lines is, life is cruel. Why should the afterlife be any different? Life is not fair. So why should business, why should relationships, why should anything be any different? And the answer is, it's not, and it can't be. Now, you could sit there and resent that fact or try to change it, or you could accept the realities we live with, accept the world you live in, and you can then use that to your advantage. See, here's a problem, my friends. as I'm sure a lot of you will attest to, we spend time in our lives thinking about what should be, will be, what ought to be, and all that. A lot of people spend a lot of their time and expend a whole lot of carbon dioxide discussing about the shoulda, woulda, couldas of the universe. They want to talk about if only so-and-so did this, or if so-and-so did that, or if you did X, Y, or Z, that things would be better. But let me tell you something. People who talk like that are usually the most powerless people, number one. Or number two, they're under the illusion they have power when in fact they have nothing but a big mouth full of ideas and nothing to show for it. My friend, if you've only listened to me this is the first time you listen to me, you don't know where I'm talking. You don't know where I'm you don't know where I'm talking about. You don't know where I'm coming from. Those of you who have listened to the show over the last year and a quarter now, or even the last month and a half, or you've read my book, Biblical Bachelor, that's one of the pillars of this community, you can see that I don't just talk out of both sides of my mouth. I live what I preach, and I practice it every day. I don't plan on getting married. I wrote a whole chapter about surrogacy. I wrote a whole chapter about embracing being single, whether it's single by choice or whether it's single, by somebody else's choice, whether it's a divorce or a separation or whatever have you. You can't choose everything that happens to you. You can't. If you have, please let me know your secret. I'd love to hear it. But I can guarantee you there's been a time in your life, as there has been in mine, that things have happened to you that were outside of your control. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know how you even got there necessarily, but you just knew you didn't like where you ended up. You might have felt powerless in that situation, but the one thing you had power over was how you responded to what happened to you. And that will always be the case, and that will never be taken away from you. That's why whenever I hear someone say, "Oh, I had no choice." Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You just didn't like the choices. Or you were too much in the moment to see them, but they were there. Oh, yeah. They were there. You just didn't like them, or you didn't see them. It does not mean they weren't there. It just means you weren't paying enough attention to see them. My friends, when we talk about big money and how it affects everything that we read, hear, see, etc., it can cause us to become discouraged, especially if we're not the ones pulling the strings, which I doubt it. I don't know, maybe you're one part of the 1% of the 1% and you listen to the show and you use a fake alias to, watch the show because you're fascinated by it, because you just can't stop listening. I don't know. I doubt it, but I don't know. If you are, then you know exactly what I'm talking about and you find it fascinating. If you don't, which is statistically where we are, but where none of us are in that group, it doesn't mean that our life holds no meaning or that there's no reason for us to strive. No, our life is struggle. Comfort is an illusion. Comfort is a lie. It is meant to pacify you and make you malleable, and I don't want you to be malleable. I want you to be made of something tougher than the opposition. I want you to be made of something different. Because there's a lot of people out there who their entire existence is, I want to fit in. I don't want to rock the boat. I want to be accepted. I don't care about that crap. I seriously don't. You don't have to believe me. You can just listen to the show. You can just listen to the show and you'll quickly find out that you don't hear people talk the way I talk. You might hear people talk about similar topics, but they don't explore it the way we explore it. Because at the end of the day, everybody's out for a buck. Everybody wants to make money and they want to earn a living and they want to make it through life one way or another. There's no shame in that. There is shame in giving up. There is shame in throwing in the towel when you have so much left in the tank to give, at least as far as I'm concerned. Big money can shape everything. Government, discourse, free speech, the economic market itself, everything. But that doesn't mean then that you have no power or that nothing you do matters. It means you must understand your role in the universe, your role in your country, And then find something that matters to you. So then you can put yourself in a better position. Instead of whining about other people's positions, do something about your own. Don't whine and complain, because if you complain, you're dooming yourself to stay the same. Use that energy, use that anger, use that resentment, use that jealousy to strive for something more out of your life instead of sitting there whining and, oh, no, it's not fair, I should have this, I should have that. Fuck no, you shouldn't, because you haven't earned it. You have to earn what you get in this life. You don't just deserve stuff by default. I can't stand it when I hear anybody, I don't care if they're men, women, professionals, people in my personal life, who talk about how this person deserves that and this person should have that. No, they shouldn't. If they'd earned it, they'd have it. Period, end of story. Nobody deserves anything as far as I'm concerned. Freedom is not free, and nobody deserves anything. Period, end of story. All part, and anybody saying anything otherwise is trying to sell you something, whether it be an idea, a concept, a course, I don't know. They're lying to you. And my friends, one of my goals is never to lie to you. In fact, I want you to actively check everything that I say. Because I don't want to lie, and I don't want to be misinformed, as I am sure you don't either. My friends, how have you experienced big money and its sway in your life, personal, professional? I'd love to hear about it. Because it affects everything, directly and indirectly. Money talks, BS walks. I heard that when I was a little kid, and I've heard it ever since. My friends, take care of yourselves. If you have any comments you want to add, please feel free to do so. This is an open forum for you. I don't delete comments. If it doesn't show up, it's YouTube or the social platform blocking you. It's not me. My friends, take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing what you have to say. And I'll see how much I can keep getting done. I would love to, put out a video episode here shortly. I won't make excuses. I'll get it done. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Take care. Peace out.